Biden's decision clearly led to the deaths of American troops, 13 heroes. This demands accountability, but it's clear that Catherine Cortez Masto can't be trusted to provide it from this failing administration. Nevadans deserve better. And I agree. I agree with Adam Laxalt. And I'm glad he stepped up and called out Catherine Cortez Masto. You know, we talk about all this stuff about, what about the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure package? Where does Catherine Cortez Masto stand? She has been uniquely silent on the subject. And as far as the generals and their testimony over the last couple of days, it has been damning for the president, because it's clear that he lied to the American people again. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Senate parliamentarian deals a fresh immigration blow to Democrats.
Congressional Democrats have been dealt another blow in their bid to help millions of immigrants remain in the United States permanently. Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough says the latest proposal by Democrats cannot be included in their $3.5 trillion social and environmental bill. Earlier in September, McDonough ruled a Democratic proposal to provide permanent status to young immigrants known as Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. as children violated Senate rules for special fiscal bills. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey said he disagrees with the latest decision, while adding Democrats will submit fresh immigration alternatives to McDonough. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A couple of moderate Democratic senators continue to hold up passage of President Biden's economic agenda. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Congressional Republicans are squarely against the president's plan to spend $3.5 trillion to expand government health care, education, and other programs. But it's Democratic Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema who say the price tag is too high. They are publicly quiet about a number they can live with, and they've been talking to the White House about trimming the size of the bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is defending the ultra-low interest rate policies he's pursued since the pandemic decimated the economy more than 18 months ago. He acknowledges, however, that inflation has stayed higher for longer than he expected. At a panel sponsored by the European Central Bank on Wednesday, Powell said the Fed has avoided the mistake of underestimating the severity of the pandemic's economic impact. But criticism of the Fed's policies has grown in recent months as inflation has jumped to 30-year highs. On Wall Street, the Dow by 90 points, the Nasdaq dropped 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ryan, right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. So on top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DinoVite.com.
I just heard the DinoVite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started DinoVite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the DinoVite, and they all love it.
We will be using DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
DinoVite.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 404 of Deaths. Is your KMTQ Newsflash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group? If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the red-hot housing market stayed that way in July, with Las Vegas's prices going up faster than the record-setting national average. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index reports Las Vegas home prices were up 22.4% compared to July of last year, better than the national average of 19.7%. That's right. 20 cities measured in the report saw double-digit price gains in July, with Phoenix leading the way with 32.4%. A jump in prices. It was the fourth straight month that U.S. home prices grew at the record pace, with the prices at all-time highs in all but one of those markets followed in that report. It won't affect his playing time, but Raiders defensive tackle Gerald McCoy has been suspended without pay for the next 6 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. The veteran was lost for the season with a knee injury in the season opener. That was against the Baltimore Ravens. McCoy posted an apology on his social media account. Said he unintentionally took that banned substance to deal with an injury which had happened before the season began.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, it's rush hour out there, and it looks like it as we take a glance at the traffic cams. Extremely slow through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. You're bumper to bumper all the way out to Eastern Avenue there on the 515.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day. Coming up a little bit later on, 4:30, we'll be joined by Dr. Robin Titus. Interesting story. I have a new friend of mine, and we talked this morning, and she was all freaking out over the booster. There's been so much information and misinformation that's been out there, she's not sure who to believe. And it occurred to me, well, maybe this is the time that we get our medical expert, Dr. Robin Titus, who is not just a family physician, but she is also an assemblywoman from District 38. Dr. Robin Titus will join us coming up a little bit later on. First, though, I want you to hear from Sean Hannity, because this is important stuff. General Mark Milley testified yesterday before a Senate Armed Services Committee, and today before a House Committee. And let's go to cut two real quick. Sean Hannity says that General Mark Milley, after listening to the testimony yesterday, should either resign or be fired. This was on Fox News last night.
I was communicating to my Chinese counterpart, on instructions, by the way, to de-escalate the situation. And I told him if there was going to be an attack, there'll be plenty of communications going back and forth. Your intel system's going to pick it up. I said, I'll probably call you. Everybody will be calling you.
I'll probably call you and tell you the attack's coming. Well, that would be an admission. That would be cause for immediate dismissal. Now, Woodward and Costa probably taped him, so he knew he couldn't really outright lie. Maybe it's time to release those tapes to Congress. One thing that Milley did fully admit to, he gossips like a mean girl in high school, to use a phrase, to every single reporter in town, even though he says, I don't disclose the conversations I have with the president. Unless your name is Woodward or Costa, then you tell him everything. Listen.
General Milley, yes or no to this. Did you talk to Bob Woodward or Robert Costa for their book, Peril?
Woodward, yes. Costa, no.
Did you talk to Carol Leonic and Philip Rucker for their book, Alone, Can I Fix It?
Yes.
Did you talk to Michael Bender for his book? Book is, frankly, we did win this election, the inside story of how Trump lost. Yes.
Yes.
Or no?
Why would you, as the sitting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talk to a reporter that's writing a book about a prior administration? Why would that be in part of your job description?
Well, as Senator Blackburn said earlier, I deal with the media routinely. 2, 3, 4 times a week, I'm talking to the media.
This would be called leaking, and this would be called revealing private conversations with your boss. How pathetic. Remember, General Milley is the Joint Chiefs of Staff, our highest-ranking military official. Why would he be leaking to any reporters and gossiping to reporters about his boss? How exactly is our country safer or more secure with General Milley leaking and gossiping all over town to every reporter that has a book deal? Because apparently he talked to a lot of them. How does that advance your national security? It doesn't. After today, it is clear. General Milley needs to resign or be fired. He absolutely needs to be investigated for the leaks, for the calls with China, whether or not he was trying to usurp the power of the President of the United States, whether or not he was coordinating with our sworn enemy, what he had in terms of conversations with Speaker Pelosi, and about this botched withdrawal from Afghanistan that he is in part responsible for.
It'll be interesting to see, as we move further away from yesterday's testimony and today's testimony as well, no major bombshells from today's testimony that we know of yet. It'll be interesting to see, though, how this plays on Capitol Hill, in particular among not just Republicans, but from Democrats. And Tucker Carlson had a different takeaway from yesterday's testimony. I found it interesting that Tucker Carlson saw it differently than Sean Hannity. He says the generals, all of the generals there at the table, essentially, and by the way, this is cut number three. The generals left Biden hanging out to dry. This was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
If you tuned in to see the hearing in the Senate Armed Services Committee today,
And if you didn't, you missed out. But if you did, you may have been a little surprised to see Mark Milley sitting there. You remember Milley? He's the fleshy, hood-eyed man who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is also a national disgrace. He's a living insult to the military he oversees. That's not invective. It's not an insult. It's objectively true. And yet somehow, despite the overwhelming evidence that Mark Milley is dishonest, incompetent, partisan, dishonorable, Mark Milley still has a highly prominent job. That's the amazing thing. And not only is Mark Milley still employed at the very highest level, he is still lying and doing so with his characteristic relish and enthusiasm. Today, for example, with an entirely straight face, Mark Milley delivered an impassioned lecture about the importance of civilian control of the military. Quote, "This country doesn't want generals figuring out what orders we're going to accept or do or not. That's not our job." Oh, really? Is that so, Mark Milley? Isn't this the same Mark Milley who once illegally seized personal control of our country's nuclear arsenal? And then when that wasn't sufficient, promised to tip off the government of China about future American military operations. And did all of this because he didn't like his boss, who, unlike him, was, yes, a civilian elected by voters. Yep, that's the very same Mark Milley, the one lecturing you today about civilian control of the military. It was all pretty amusing in a dark way, but it did make you wonder, what is this about? Why is Mark Milley saying something so obviously preposterous? It's got to be helping him in some way. And indeed, it was helping him. What you watched in the Senate hearing today was pure blame shifting. Joe Biden's foreign policy is a legitimate disaster. Nobody disputes that. But Mark Milley wants you to know that none of it is his fault. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin wants you to know that, too. So does the head of Central Command, General McKenzie. All three of them want to make it crystal clear that the senile guy in the White House did this. It's his fault, not theirs. It was Joe Biden, they told us today, who forced American troops to leave Afghanistan before we evacuated all American citizens. And because the Pentagon reflexively, in every case, follows every order to the letter from the sitting president, they had no choice but to obey these crazy decisions.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. What we saw yesterday, I did not see the testimony today, but there are no major bombshells that came out of the House hearings today. But yesterday, it was clearly blame shifting. And it was rather obvious, at least to me, that what we had was blame shifting at its lowest. I mean, it really was awful. It'll be interesting to see in the coming days if Mark Milley still has a job, because and by the way, McKenzie and Lloyd Austin, they all essentially tossed the president under the bus. And usually you do that too darn often, okay? You do it too darn often. It ends up causing people to lose jobs. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is hump day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching the Raiders home opener, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I actually heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information. Anytime, anywhere. Allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to update you on what's going on in our nation's capital as they are preparing tomorrow to vote in the House of Representatives on the $1.2 trillion. A lot of people believe it's going to be well north of that. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And basically, we still don't know where the $3.5 trillion bill will be, the so-called human infrastructure bill. But the folks at Americans for Prosperity Action are sponsoring a Stop the Spending rally tomorrow here in Las Vegas from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at the John Mulls Roadkill Grill over on Tom Boulevard in Las Vegas. And this is going to be a great opportunity to let Catherine Cortez Masto and others, the delegation in the House as well, Dina Titus and Stephen Horsford, etc., Susie Lee, let them know that it's time to stop the spending and the debt. And that whether it's the debt ceiling or the human infrastructure bill or the bipartisan infrastructure bill, that we are done spending that kind of money. It's almost obscene, the kind of money we're talking about. Now, where are we in this process? Let's check in with Brian Nobles. This is Cut 5. He is a CNN Capitol Hill correspondent. And even though Nancy Pelosi is dedicated to having a vote tomorrow, he doesn't think that there will be a vote, that somehow, some way, the vote will get called off. This is cut number five. Ryan Nobles, a CNN Capitol Hill correspondent, earlier today on CNN.
Will this vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill really happen tomorrow?
It's becoming increasingly unlikely, Allison, and that's just based on the people that we're talking to up here on Capitol Hill and the parameters that they are laying out in order to make it happen. And you heard the House Speaker earlier today say that she would need to see some specific legislative language that the president himself has bought into. House progressives are taking it even a step further. They actually want to see the bill passed in the United States Senate, which certainly isn't going to happen before tomorrow. In fact, just a few minutes ago, I caught up with Pramila Jayapal. She, of course, the chair of the Progressive Caucus. That's that band of progressive lawmakers that have held firm on their desire not to vote for the bipartisan bill until they get that broader social safety net spending. This is what she told me just a few minutes ago.
There's always enough time on Capitol Hill. You know how it goes here. I mean, things get to this point, and I'm pretty calm and sanguine about it because I've seen it happen over and over again where things get to a point, and then all of a sudden, things become possible that no one thought was possible. That said, I think it's pretty difficult because what we have called for is a vote in the Senate, and I've spoken to the Speaker about this.
So you heard Jayapal say that anything's possible on Capitol Hill and there could be some sort of a breakthrough, but she made it very clear that it's going to be difficult. And she took it even a step further and said the reasons behind why she thinks a vote in the Senate is necessary. She feels in many ways that moderates were the first ones to break this deal of passing both of these pieces of legislation at the same time. Therefore, her progressive colleagues can't trust that if they do have some sort of a deal, that it will actually come to fruition. At this point, Allison, they are holding firm. And that's one of the big reasons it seems unlikely at this point that we'll see a vote on that bipartisan bill as soon as tomorrow.
That's Ryan Nobles, CNN Capitol Hill correspondent. Basically, what has happened is there is a lack of trust within the Democrat caucus in the House of Representatives. That the moderates don't trust the progressives don't trust the moderates. Nobody seems to trust the president to be able to broker this thing. And today, the president was supposed to be in Chicago, but canceled that trip so that he could be here and have meetings and different things. But nothing's happening. They're having meetings. Kristen Sinema has been to the White House four times in the last 2 days. And yet nothing is happening. And she says she's not going to vote for it. Period. Joe Manchin says, I'm not going to vote for anything. Maybe towards the end of the year, maybe we'll come back to it. I don't know. And the president says, well, there's no time to wait. We got to do it now. I don't know how this is all going to end. But I do know this. The president and his cratering poll numbers, it's a little ugly out there, folks. It really honestly is. Leslie Marshall is a Fox News talking head. And I don't know if you've seen the latest numbers, but the numbers are cratering. The poll numbers for Biden. And it's not just on Afghanistan or not just on the immigration policy along our southern border. Simply put, his numbers are cratering and they don't know what to do about it. But Leslie Marshall was on Fox News this morning. She's a Fox News talking head. And this is cut four, by the way. Talks about the latest cratering Biden poll numbers. Here is Leslie Marshall earlier today on Fox News Channel.
Well, first, nobody can predict how many times this virus is going to mutate. We have Delta variant, we have Mu variant, we have another variant I don't even know the name of. And when you look at this poll, Shannon, it's across the board. It's not just the president, it's House members, Senate members, governors, Democrats and Republicans that the public doesn't trust. And I think that's because, you know, we have a lot of negative news about COVID and then we get positive news and we think we're going to be able to go back to our lives and things start to reopen. And then when you have these variants, it's really hard because we have to go back to putting on masks restrictions.
Let me just interject real quick and then I'll let you finish. But what about the border, Afghanistan, inflation? the drone strike. There's a lot there beyond COVID for this White House to deal with.
Yes, but if you're looking at elections, which is what all polls are pointing to, whether it's a midterm or a general, the midterm coming up sooner, obviously, than the general, Afghanistan is not top of mind for the voters. Immigration will be for those in border states. But another thing, again, with the media, we see Haitians under the bridge. We don't see the next day when the bridge is clear.